The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gittin daf ayin tes. We had the mission in the previous daf. The Rishonim over here, in the din of eni get atchi yoimalo. What's this doggish of the get is a get? When he tells her, where do we find in the parasha of Gershon that there's a din what he has to say? What is it, a parasha of Nedarim? Tvilo? What's this atchi yoimalo? So the Rishonim explain, they point out a mission in Ma'aseh Sheni, in Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni Perek Dalet, that shtika, when a get is given over in silence, that passes the get. When is there not a problem? It's what we call asukim ba'iseinian, the sugyos of Gedushin, dafei, that asukim ba'iseinian takes the place of the amiro hareat mikudeshesli, bitabazu, in place of the asukim ba'iseinian, since they were talking about Gedushin, that'll be considered the context, the contextual discussion will take the place of the amiro of hareat. The hareze gitech also can be taken the place of al-yidei, discussion of Asukim Vaisini, but if not, the get is possible. What does it mean, possible? Where does this thing come from? Where is it in the Torah? A person is more than that. By Kedusha, we understand at least that two people have to come to an agreement. A man and a woman have to agree to get married. At least we understand. Kedusha is only Midaita. Lashayim Vagershni, he could stuff the get in her hand and walk away. Why does he have to discuss it with her? If he could literally shove the get into her hands and walk away, why would it be mechayiv, a discussion with her? What is that? What amira? What value could that amira have? What is he? He's coming to a decision with her. See, look at the lashon of the Rambam in Gershon Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says the lashon hareze apostle. As a general rule, the place can point out that whenever the Rambam says hareze apostle, he means midirabonon. Whenever he wants to say that something is not Gershon, something is not a gemderais, he says eino get. Whenever the Rambam says apostle, hareze apostle, he means absum drabon. So again, somewhat mysterious. What Chazal looking for here? Why did they apostle a get that was given over without amir midirabon? The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra Kuflam involved, and the Lashon of Rashi and Pehem and Beis, and the Mishnah of Omar Lehareat Bas Chorin would seem to indicate like the Rambam. Interesting. The Mishnah says over there, Pehei, Hareat Bas Chorin, and not Hareat Mutez Chorin, is not a Lashon of Gerizin. The get is possible. The Poshup Shad the Mishnah is when Omar Lo, he's telling her, it's going on the mirror. Rashi goes out of his way to explain over there, Omar Lo Lichtoiv Bigito. The discussion over there is, he told her that that's what should be written down the get. He told her the lashon should be written down the get, very out of context. But L'chayr Rashi was bothered by this question. Why would that mirror pasl? But again, L'chayr, what we have over here is that shtika does pasl. And the question is, what would be the discussion of that? So in the Rambam, we just said that shtika would be possible in the Rabbanim. We could explain the Mishnah way. However, what's interesting is that the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Gershon, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, is clear that in the case where he handed her over a get, and he said, I raise her shtar choyv, he's giving it to her ostensibly in the guise of giving her over a shtar choyv or something else, and that's why she willingly took it. The halacha is, the Rambam says that that's not an asina b'teres Gershon. The Rambam creates a new problem. In Hilchus Nesina's get called, it has to be a Nesina B'toiras Gershon, not even a Nesina L'Shem Gershon, a Nesina B'toiras Gershon. If Nesina is given over B'toiras Shtachoyv, it's possible Midairaisa. So what we have over here is, we have a Psul according to Rama, which definitely has its roots in a Psul Dairaisa. If he said something which is not, even though we know that he meant L'Shem Gershon, but since he said it, that defines the context of the get being given, it's possible deraisa. Shtika, when he gives over the get, would be a psul midrabonon. That we can understand, because I would extend the limits of what would be considered in the sinul yashem gershon. To explain the idea itself needs a little bit of work. What exactly is this psul? Now let's go back to Kedushin for a second. By Kedushin, Kedushin, the place can point out in Eben Ezra Simchov Zayin, the Chalkas Mechayking, the Bishmol, the Goin, that the point of the Amira between husband and wife by Kedushin, between the Baal and the Isha, is not just in order that they should both know what's going on. What happens if they both knew? It's clear that they both knew what was going on, but nothing was said. The halacha is that the kedushin is not a kedushin. What's this halacha l'amira? Again, what's this halacha? What is it? It's a neder, it's a bracha, it's kriyishma, it has to be said. So what's explained over there, in kedushin, Baruch Ber speaks it out in Tatzlavich, is a very profound idea in the Ma'aseh of Kedushin. The Ma'aseh of giving over Kesev, Kishelatzmo is a Ma'aseh Akno. When Reuven gives over to Shimon, or Reuven gives in this context a woman money, the Torah describes a process called Ki'ika Chishisha as a Ma'aseh of Kedushin. Giving money is by in and of itself as a Ma'aseh is something in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, something Dinei Mamonos. What takes a Ma'aseh of Kinyan and turns it into something that creates kinyonim, and turns it into a ma'isa kicha, say the achroinim that the dibur of defining it as a ma'isa kicha create and give the body to that ma'isa. That's not just a ma'isa in the sinas kezev, it's a ma'isa kicha. The ma'isa kicha is not just another way of saying the man is coining the woman by paying for her the way he would pay for a crate of oranges, the way he would pay for a truck. The Torah was mechadish that the way to take her, the way to be loikach, the way to create that kicha that he's coining her, is with a ma'aseh of giving over kesev. But not that he's buying her like he's buying a merchandise. The ma'aseh of giving over kesev is a ma'aseh kicha. Under what conditions is a ma'aseh nesinas kesev considered a ma'aseh kicha? And that the sugya and the kedushin davei davov is mechadish that there has to be a dibur. The interesting is, Rebbe Nachman points out, based on the Rashba, that the same way there's a halacha of kiyikach v'loy kisikach, he has to take her, not that she takes him. If nosan hu, if he gave the kedushin, v'omrohi, she said, I'm being married to you with the money that I'm taking from you. For the money that I'm taking from you, I'm giving over myself. The halacha is, she's enemy kudeshes. Why? Because that money came from her. The pshat is, if what gives language, if what gives definition and koyach to the ma'aseh nesinas kesef to be called a ma'aseh kicha is his, has to be his definition, it's the amira, that if she does that, so to speak, she's a participant in the ma'aseh, but the ma'aseh has to be his, it has to be kiyikach, v'loy kisikach. Berega, that she's the one who gave body language to the nesinas kesef by her definition, by amira, of calling it a ma'aseh kedushin, that is called she has a part of creating that ma'aseh, that's kisikach v'loy kiyikach. Adkan divrei Rabbi Zeinu. In the same context, we understand that if there's silence, by kedushin would be possible. By get, it would not be possible, it would only be possible in davar, which means that by get avad, the ma'aseh of giving over the sin as get is gerushin. The reason why gerushin and kedushin are different is very partial. Kedushin is handing over to her $100 bill, or any other shomer pruta, and a ring. In that context, people can give rings out of the context of kedushin. A person can give somebody else a ring because he wants to buy a car from him. So what gives the shame kiyikach, that's a ma'isa kicha, ma'isa kedushin, areya mekudeshesli, with giving over something which seems to be only monetary? The Teretz says it's that body language is created by the dibur, by the amira, by the focused amira between the two parties. Mashenga by get, you can't define giving over a shtar that says that this woman is married to this man. Hare at migureshes esli, hare amuteres l'chol adam. There's nothing else that can be defined in that shtar besides for what it is, actually a shtageshen. So if it's quiet, all is quiet on the front, and nothing is said between the two of them. No, that's not possible. Because the get is being given over. But what happens if he said Namira, where he said this is a shtar choiv? Then what you've done is you've been mafkia, the body language of the automatic of calling that a ma'isagation, not a ma'isagation anymore. It was taken out of the context of being a ma'isagation. He's giving her a paper. It happens to be on the paper that says Allah Avraham tells Chalad. But what considers it a ma'isagation of a get? What considers it a ma'isagation? Only the context. The context was destroyed because he gave it another context. He said, Arayza Shtar Choyv. In that case, it would be a possible deraisa. We understand that if that's possible deraisa, where he said something that distorted the ma'isa, then we understand the Chazal maybe asked in the Rabbanu when nothing was said. You have to say it properly in order to create that there shouldn't be any problem of the wrong thing being said. Mashiach like Kedushin, where it's possible if nothing was said, because over there the Maisa of giving over a Shavu Pruta is a monetary hakno. It's a dini mamlis. What gives it a body language of being called Kikach Maisa Kedushin? Only when he says, I am taking you with this Maisa and the Sinus Kesef. Without that, maybe the whole condition is off. So we understand that that psul would be deraisa and not only midrabbanan. There is a Mordechai. Mordechai is brought as a shita, but it's nitcha la'aloka. The Mordechai does hold that by condition shtika would work. He would hold that by shtika would work. What's interesting is that he would seem to pasul midrabbanan shtika of get. And by Kedushin, anything that we know from the context, what their intent is, even if neither one of them said anything, the halacha would be Mekdeshes, even Midrabban. That's that point of making Kedushin more kal than Gerushin is very hard to understand according to Mordechai. Lulei Divrei Mordechai, like we just said, by Gerushin, without Amira, the get would be kosher. If the definition of what the get is was warped, then that would not be a problem. Shtika would mean that all we have is a Maisinus Kesef. What turns into Kikach? Only the Amira. So without Amira, it would be Shtika. The Kedushin would be possible. If by get, if there was Shtika, that would only be possible in the Abana, because you haven't destroyed the Maisa of the Sinas get. This whole way of taking the idea of diburim by Gerushin Kedushin, by the way, we'd have a big problem. What happens if a man cannot speak and he wants to be Mekadosh and Isha? What do you do for the diburim? Not so partial. You make an asukim by saying, you talk, you this, you that. Not clear exactly how that would work. The whole context of discussion, amira, in Gerushin Kedushin, is discussed l'chor in a different vein in the Tesis Yom Tov. And that Mishnah, Ma'aseh Sheni Perek Dalet, Tzitzis is taking a different approach to the whole issue. He says like this. He says there are three types of meisim as far as where there's a relationship between two people in creating this thing. By meisah sheni, since it's between Reuven and the Rabban Shlom, Reuven is mafrish meisah sheni from his peiros without any input, without any giving or taking from anybody else. So therefore there's no din of dibur at all, because it's a chalois that's between him himself and the Rabban Shalom. Therefore, doesn't need any diburim b'chlal. Gerushin, he says, the reason why shtika would be possible in the Rabbanon is because Gerushin is a dialogue between two people, because there's a Maisa Gerushin going on. Maisa Sheni is something that he does by himself. Gerushin is something he does to his wife. But he doesn't need her das. Gerushin is chal b'akoch shel isha. On that level, the das that has to be discussed between the two of them, expressed between the two of them, is only midrabbanan. The third case is as kedushin. Since you need her haskama, kedushin is predicated on her haskama, his maisa with her haskama. So both of them have to be willing participants. There, the shtika would pass on the maisa kedushin with their isa, because the only way to create das is only when two people talk it out. So by gerushin, it would be possible midrabbanan, because one person can define somebody else as a venasa miyada when he decides to do a venasa miyada even without her input. So over there would be possible there. Abba the Kedushin would be possible midaraisa, because there is no dialogue, and Kedushin is only created by dialogue, discussion, and agreement on the Maisa Kedushin. And Maisa Sheni, which is between him and the Revenge, there's no need for Dibur. However, what the Tesis Yom Tov is really saying is that all this is a definition of levels of das. Amira and Gerushin, Kedushin, and Maisa Sheni are all definitions, outgrowth of the halachas of expressing das between two parties. The Rambam, the Rambam that we just quoted in Gerushin Perek Alf Halacha Tes, says that the reason why Kinsi Shtar Choyv is a problem is because when he does a Maisa and he calls that Maisa Kinsi Shtar Choyv, he's taking the Maisa out of Torah's Maisa Gerushin. He's done a Maisa which is not ostensibly a Maisa Gerushin. It doesn't look like a Maisa Gerushin. So what we see is that the Rambam defines the Chsorin, or the distortion of the Amira, in Gershon, not as an expression or an unexpression of das, but it's a definition, the dibum that a person says when he does a ma'aseh, define the context and the input of what that ma'aseh is. He calls it a kinsishtachoy, and it is a kinsishtachoy. That's what the ma'aseh is doing is. I is handing over a get, so it's, he gave over a get, shalom b'teres Gershon. But it's not what the Tosfos Yom Tov says is a problem of das. The problem is a problem essentially in the ma'aseh. In the next shiur, Yitzhak Shem, we're going to take this idea further, this idea of there being problems in the ma'aseh defined by the dibur, and what exactly is the ma'aseh gerush that has to be done to teres gerush.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.